All right. Once again, we are excited to be hearing from Sister Helen Nichols this morning. We all love and appreciate Sister Helen for so many reasons. Yes, we know that she bakes the best cookies and pies. We all know that. But she is also a mother, an aunt, and a grandmother to many, not only in the natural sense, but also in the spiritual sense. She has been so closely connected with so many of our people. Many people look up to her and admire her. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over now to Sister Helen. Sister Helen.
Good morning, church. I want to honor Pastor and Sister Clark at this time. I love them to pieces. I also take this a privilege to speak this morning about God's faithfulness. I don't take this lightly. I have much to be thankful for. Last night when Brother Chavez was speaking, I was listening and hear when he said the topic of faith, faithfulness, I said, wow, he just paved the way for me. So he had some of the same scriptures I had already written down, and I said, well, God, you knew that I was going to talk about this, faith from my testimony, and I'll just go with it. And thank you, Brother Chavez, for paving the way for me. You've already talked about the best part of it. Anyway, in Matthew, when the same one that he did was 17:30, we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Anything can be accomplished. I just want to tell my testimony. I know the whole church has been praying for me, and some of you probably didn't even know why. I just told Brother Vic, I want the church to pray. I just need this answered. 13 years ago, I was diagnosed with, they said, cancer in my chest. And when the ER doctor told me, he bluntly said it, well, sorry to give you the bad news, but you got cancer in your chest. I didn't believe it. I didn't claim it. And my kids just kind of broke. And I told them, I said, immediately faith just came to me. I said, stop. I'm no different. I don't believe this. Well, I had a biopsy. And, yes, they said it was cancer, a neuroendocrine cancer, very slow growing. So I had to go to oncologist. And for 9 years, I went to the oncologist every 6 months with blood work every 6 months and a CAT scan, CT scan every year. Still nothing different. There was no symptoms, so no treatment. Brother Farron came to do a revival, and he told his testimony about going to a doctor, heart doctor for 9 years. Finally, he stopped. And when he said that, something tricked in me. I was supposed to go for an appointment in 4 days for another appointment. So the next day, I called my insurance, and I said, what would happen if I don't go to my appointment? Will you not treat me if I have to in a few years? I said, no, you can do what you want. So I stopped going. And at that time, I stopped going for 4 years. Still no symptoms, still feel great. And I was still working. I didn't change anything that I was doing. Well, last year, I had an accident in my car. I was rear-ended, totaled the car. And at the ER, they took scans, x-rays, and then said, nope, we found something. I need to take a CT scan. Well, again, the doctor told us, Brother Sister Clark was there, Trina was there, and said, you need to see your oncologist as soon as possible. There's spots on your chest. So the devil doesn't give up. He's going to try everything. If one thing doesn't work, he's going to try something else. But there again, I'm not going to say I wasn't apprehensive. I wasn't a little bit scared, but I still had faith that there was going to be nothing. So, sure enough, I went back to City of Hope, and they said, no, it's just the same ones that was there. They were just a tiny bit bigger, but it's no big deal. I also had that year a carcinoid scan, which was torment for 2 days. They said it was okay. So I, all year long, I'm fine. Nothing's different. I was still living for God. Everything was good. In February, I had to have another blood test, and the doctor didn't like what he saw. And he said, you have to have a PET scan, which is more important or bigger than the MRI or CT scan. And I thank Sister Sanders again for taking me. At that time, it was in quarantine. I wasn't even supposed to be out. And she drove me over there because I couldn't even drive my car. It was broke down. And waited while I had that scan done. When the doctor called me the next week, he said, yes, excuse me. They found that they have grown from the last scan you had. And also found something in your femur on your left side. And I want you to have another MRI on that. But in the meantime, I want you to have 2 shots a day. Well, every 12 hours for 2 weeks, and then one after that. And I didn't like what I heard, and I even asked him, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to my hair? And I don't worship my hair, but I'm very passionate about it. And he said, it won't affect your hair. I said, well, what will it do to me? I feel fine now. I don't have any symptoms. And he said, it'll just make you feel better. I said, I feel better already. How much better can I get? I feel great. And he didn't know what to say, kind of shocked. And he said, well, I don't want him to start bleeding. Well, that's when I told the ladies at prayer, just pray that I get a good report from this MRI that I'm going to have. Because they haven't bled in 13 years. I still have faith. There's nothing wrong. So maybe I'm just stubborn, but I don't believe it. Anyway, I had my MRI, and they called me back with that, and it wasn't a good report. They said, yes, but the doctor didn't tell me that. The PA did, and he said, yes, you do have cancer in your femur bone, on your femur bone, and on the left side. I said, doctor, the right side is my leg that's giving me fits. He said, okay, yeah, there's cancer there too. I said, I need to talk to the doctor. So it was going to be another 3 weeks before I could talk to the doctor, and that happened to be yesterday. And so I've had you guys pray every day, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, because when I went, I couldn't take anyone with me. I FaceTime Tim and Trina, and so they got to listen to the doctor. And when he came in, he said, so how are you doing? I said, doctor, I feel great, except my right leg. And he said, okay, let me check this. So he checked all the scans, and he said, you haven't increased any in the last year, so I'm not going to treat you. Because you said you have no pain. And he said, there's no symptoms. And I said, thank you. I said, you're correct. I don't have any symptoms. And Trina said, what? He said, also, I'm not going to have you do the shots. Trina said, what would the shots have done? He said, just stabilize it. It wouldn't make them go away. He said, sometimes they do, but this wouldn't have. It would just stabilize it. But he said, you don't have pain, so why do the shots? I said, thank you. I said, the whole church had been praying, doctor, and I know it's just God. And he looked at me and he said, yes, you're right. So at this time, he said, because you don't have a former CAT scan of the femur and on both sides of your pelvic, this is the new ones, and I want to monitor it. So you come back in 3 months, but there will be nothing done now, and we'll just monitor it. So I thank God and give God all the glory, because I know it was nothing but God doing this. Now I have to go to the doctor for my leg. He said that was the sciatic And he said, I don't do anything with that. But, you know, you always have these Job comforters coming and tell you, oh, you know you have cancer. And I just kept telling them, no, I don't. Yeah, they said I did. But what did they know? God is my healer. God is the one that I have faith in. And I never want to lose this faith. I've never doubted God. But sometimes it's wavered. But I knew that he could do it. And I thank him for it. And that's all I have now, Brother Vic.
And it is great what you've had today, Sister Helen. Wow, this has been awesome. This has been a great testimony, and thank you for this great report of faith. And as church, as Sister Helen was talking to us this morning, I couldn't help but to think that Sister Helen has had great faith, but she's also been faithful. Church, this is cause for great joy and excitement. Why don't we just praise God together for the great thing that God has done and for God being faithful. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Helen. We thank you for the great thing that you've done in her and the great thing you've done for our church through her. Help us to see, Lord God, that you are God. And all we've got to do is place our trust and our faith in you. You provide miracles, Lord Jesus. Healing, deliverance, salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Well, church, we got a cause to be joyful and excited today. So when we go to church tonight, let's be thinking on Sister Helen's testimony this morning, and let's enter in with that same faith and that same joy tonight in service. We want to welcome everyone to church tonight at 7 p.m. prayer, 7:30 p.m. service with Brother and Sister Chavez. Praise God. God bless all of you. Amen.